Check, 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 check. Manufacturing local, keeping it natural. Cause I refuse to continue using products that I fill up with so much chemical. Jolly's pharmacy, vocal, part of our protocol is to keep our people healthy and promote sustainability. Lord, Babyliss deodorant, 12 hour freshness anytime of day that you want. Day off insect repellent, citronella repellent, and oil of oats, just Babyliss hydrating cream with coconut oil to shine up and smooth up your skin. Your health is important to we, fit and aluminum free. Huh. Jolly's manufacturing local. Jolly's say we keeping it natural. Oh, we taking a stand for the local. We should support the local. Support the local.
Jolly's Manufacturing, 22 Hillsborough Street, Rosa Dominica. Call us at 767-448-3388 or visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Manufacturing, sustainable manufacturing for the future.
Gloria di mobwe tout kaltek louan boute, especially after Auntie Maria. Sakite ni gou souf, gou sel, jis gou savon. Or moko jeme bwe on glou an boute that is so close to my glow sauce from Fombawon or on the way to La Pointe called Jamaica Blue Spring Water. It is natural spring water, naturally alkaline, not acidic. Tout se baye sa ka fè moun malade. Even whether it's room temperature or cold, Jamaica Blue is so refreshing. Ou sa tapi Jamaica Blue en bouteille, 500 mils, 1.5 liters or 5 liter bottles, wholesale or retail. Agents Jolly's Pharmacy. So in your shop or supermarket, make sure ou ni Jamaica Blue spring water, Glossus or Jolly's Pharmacy. Se moun lèk amade pou yi. Ki si yo sav, ni tout kalte glow, mais se pa tout glow ki bon.
It is Wednesday, May 29. It's a very pleasant day to you on another episode of Health Vibes. We're so happy that you've joined us. We know that you do look forward to every Wednesday around this time on QFM to listen to us and learn so much as it relates to health and wellness. Again, we are so happy that you've joined us. It is a beautiful sunny day here on the island of Dominica. Almost epitomizes the advent of summer. But you know, when you're in the tropics, it's almost every day it's summer. Mm-hmm. All natives have been bawling, saying, man, the sun is really, really scorching hot. And we've seen, you know, a few bushfires here and there. But needless to say, many people who are particularly those who are on vacation, the students who are back home from studies, many are enjoying this beautiful time of year and are really taking advantage of the beautiful weather, exploring the various beautiful natural spots that Dominica has to offer. My co-host is wearing a beautiful burnt orange dress. I don't know what's the occasion, but she looks quite summery this morning in her orange dress. Good morning, Mrs. Defoe.
Good morning, Carlton, and to the listening public. Yes,
I put a smile on her face, you see?
I feel, I don't know, even more blessed this morning. I mean, there's so much going on and so much to be thankful for. So, despite the odds, I'm alive.
So, that is what inspired the orange?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's why I've always said to you that I never like uniforms. I've never been a uniform person because I dress based on my mood. And so based on how I feel, that's what I would basically put on in the morning. And so I think we're quite similar in that aspect. Well, this morning we have a short stop. It's Oral Health Week next week. And so one of the representative who works in that department, the government dental department, is going to be here this morning. Well, she's already here this morning and she's going to give us a few highlights as to what the week is going to entail. She has very limited time with us, unfortunately, but we're still very grateful that she has actually come on board and be with us. Just before we get to her, let me just announce tomorrow we're having a very fun day at Jolly's Pharmacy outside. I think it's going to be outside or inside of the building. There is another radio station that is going to be with us for a couple of hours, bringing to you their show live outside of Jolly's Pharmacy. It's a show that's very interactive, where they really talk about provocative social commentary issues. and they're going to be right outside of Jolly's Pharmacy live tomorrow, whereby you can actually just stop and interact with them and contribute to the topic of cost that is going to be discussed tomorrow. Not forgetting, we still have that big pattern television, as you know, people would normally see, a 55-inch smart TV that is being raffled. If you spend, once you spend $50 and above, that actually gives you the qualification to actually be eligible to win that 55-inch smart television. The television, you may see the box right in the store on King George V Street branch. Both stores, where do you stop? Both stores. You could stop, you could shop every day and put your name in there every day. Mm-hmm. There's no limitation.
No limits.
And so you would be eligible. However, if you do have a discount card, that is a family discount card, which would give you a 20% discount. If you are to participate, then that discount won't be applicable. So you could have the choice whether to apply the discount, or if you choose to demit the discount, then you would have to, then you'd be eligible to put your name in the box. But if you do take the discount, then your name would not be placed in the box. Mm-hmm. Again, the draw will take place or during our customer appreciation week of activities, that is in July, the third week in July. Mm-hmm. And so someone will walk away with a 55-inch smart television. We're going to take a short break and then we're going to get right into discussion of Oral Health Week.
Are you aware that Jolly's Pharmacy is more than just a pharmacy? Lautan Mungadi Jolly and he plan to bon ma ever to bagai sase lave wite. Look at the wide variety of household and personal hygiene products and laundry items. Ask for hair care products from relaxers, texturizers and tints. Look how good you look now. From dark and lovely Garnier Fructis to Sensen Blue and the pill 7 color too. At Jolly's, all your baby needs are right here because your little precious bundle of joy is precious to us too. In Dominica, we have the Isle of Beauty. At Jolly's, we have aisles of splendorous beauty supplies to match your complexion to perfection. Ladies, when your monthly visitor comes knocking, Jolly's have a fresh feminine protection so you can stay free with confidence. Antiperspirants, shaving and cleansing solutions from Gillette, Ambi Olay or Aveeno for eczema. For total oral care, air freshness to Febreze your atmosphere. Jigjo D. Jolica, Stilvan, Mucro Chrome, Epsom Salt, Ever MB Powder. At Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megavites herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. Saw Palmetto, the supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Get up and go. Catch back your mojo. At Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
So we're back with you on Health Vibes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're so happy that you've joined us. This morning, we are making a stop as we discuss oral health care. Next week from Sunday, that is June the 2nd, it's going to be the official launch of Oral Health Week here on Dominica. Usually, every year around this time, we always have the oral health or the dental department from the Ministry of Health with us as guests, as they always give you all of the information as it relates to oral health care. This morning we have with us Dr. Bertina Louis, a dentist by profession, who works in the Ministry of Health, the dental division, and she's our guest for a very short time. She's going to basically give us a walkthrough as to what the week of activities are going to entail, and why are we celebrating Oral Health Care Week here on Dominica? What is the significance of it, and what are some of the advocacies that they would like to sort of amplify out there as it relates to oral health care? Dr. Louis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Carlton, and good morning to your co-host.
Good morning.
As Carlton said, I'm Dr. Louis, and first of all, I would like to say good morning to the listening public. As he said, that we will be observing Oral Health Week from the 2nd of June to the 7th of June. The main objective is to promote the importance of oral health practices. Most times, what we notice is that many persons who come to the dental clinic is either for extraction or have some severe gum disease. So we decided that it is important that every year around this time, we come up with, we observe Oral Health Week under a different theme every year. Mm-hmm. And what we are trying to instill in the public is that your mouth is important. Please take care of your mouth, mm-hmm. because most of the diseases we have or that may come from poor oral hygiene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yes.
So we're asking mm-hmm. the public to please stay tuned, listen to your radio. There'll be different radio talk shows during that week. Yes. So please just stay tuned.
Yeah.
Right, this year the theme is CR, think more, think health. I've always said that, you know, usually when someone looks at someone, mm-hmm. And whether they laugh, whether they smile, the first thing that you look at is their teeth. You're not going to look at whether the person has a beautiful glasses on, whether they have a pimple on. The first thing you look and you notice is their teeth, the appearance of their teeth. And oftentimes what mm-hmm. happens, we begin to judge people by the appearance of their teeth. And so listening to Dr. Louis just give that short intro mm-hmm. basically gives us an insight of how important our teeth are to us.
Right.
It really, you know, improves our confidence.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Can you imagine mm-hmm. that you don't have any teeth and you get a nice joke that you sometimes have to cover. You have to kind of bury your hand, you know. Stifle the laugh. Or, you know, your teeth is discolorized. Or you may have a broken tooth, right. Or you may have a few cavities mm-hmm. that are quite apparent to people. You may have a bit of a foul breath, mm-hmm. Where you're actually conscious that your mouth smells or doesn't have the nicest of smell.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself puts you in a corner.
Of course.
You know, it kind of makes you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that when you think of mouth, you want to think of health. Yeah. You want to think of what can I do to optimize my good oral healthcare practices.
Of course, Carlton. I mean, it's similar to skin health, hair health. You know, internally, what's going on? And of course, your teeth are very important. That's the first thing you see. But then you also have to think about your gums, your tongue. You know, your upper palate, everything inside, because you eat so many things. I mean, sometimes subconsciously you touch something and you know you pass around your mouth area, you know. So like this morning I spoke on another radio station about denture care, so
yes.
You know that, as you said, it boosts your confidence when you know you have a nice
yes.
smile.
Yes.
But even if you have dentures, you still have to make sure you take care of them.
I know.
That's true.
Yes.
Sorry. Another thing, based on what she said, is that most time persons may have a small cavity. We go home, we take a matches stick or pin or needle, and we should clean in. But the thing is that the cavity, the decay advances.
Mm-hmm.
It advances to the pulp and then infection, and then you get what you call dental abscess.
Pain.
And pain as well. So most time with the dental abscess and gum disease, most time we don't stop and think that where that bacteria is going to, where that pus is draining to.
Mm-hmm.
Most time it goes to your bloodstream and can cause other complications in the future.
See?
So it's very important that we take care of our mouth. It's very important.
And it's it's interesting because when persons come to us at a pharmacy and they say they have a toothache, Most times I will ask, you know, what's causing that toothache? Is it that you have a cavity? Is it that you have a broken tooth or you have some kind of complication orally? But most times they would say, just give me a painkiller. I'm fine, man. I'm like, you need to go and see your dentist because whatever is going on needs to be checked. And more than likely, a painkiller, yes, it may reduce the pain temporarily, but you need to get to the root of the problem.
And I'm glad that you actually brought in this example because as pharmacists, we see that quite often where people do come in, even requesting antibiotics without prescription, saying that they've had it in the past and antibiotics have worked for them because the dentist gave it to them and within a few days they were better, not recognizing the importance of the evaluation because there may be something else festering there that might even be different from the previous diagnosis that you would have gotten. And so that's why it's important that the evaluation has to be said. The other thing too is that if you're a smoker, that makes you more susceptible as well to oral problems. If you're diabetic, that too, it makes you more susceptible to oral problems.
Yeah.
The other thing, before I know we have limited time, doctor, but one of the things too that we've recognized, and I sure that you can attest to that, is the belief that children maybe below the age of 5 doesn't necessarily need to see a dentist because they have primary teeth. So
and
people may say, well, you know, it's a little girl, she's 3 years old, you know, what's wrong with her teeth? But what we've been told from dental therapists and hygienists that these children who are usually the preschoolers, they need to see the dentist to actually acquaint them to the whole environment of dental care.
Yes, they do need to see the dentist. It's kind of important because most of them have this phobia where they're afraid of the dental chair or just by seeing the dentist, they have this fear.
Yes.
So most time we encourage the parents to take them to the dentist, get them familiarized with the whole setting, everything so that they can feel relaxed, you know. But the thing is that what parents don't understand, based on the last survey we did and going to the schools, that what we have noticed is that the children under the age of 5, okay, or let's say between 10 and 5, they are the ones that have the most cavities in the schools. A lot. And sometimes even as far as dental abscesses.
Okay.
Dental abscess. So we normally advise the parents to take them to the dentist. It doesn't hurt. Get them used to the chair. Get them used to the dentist.
Right.
Get them used to the, you know, so they won't have that fear. And you know, it sometimes hurts my heart. You know, it hurts my heart to see a young child, 5 years old, with a dental abscess. And most times, sometimes you have to send them to the hospital for IV.
Right.
And, you know,
it's
always
very unfortunate.
Right here.
But I can see where you're coming from, doctor, because I have been to dental clinics and you'd find 90% of the children crying, you know, and, you know, very on edge, very anxious because they're hearing other children crying when they go into the dentist's office. But like you said, it is very, very crucial from a young age, you know, to have the children's teeth evaluated, their oral cavity evaluated as a whole, because what you'd find happening is that as Carlton was saying, some parents take it for granted. Yes, their primary teeth will fall out, and they will grow their new set. But if something is caught at an early stage, then you know it can be remedied easier. And also, it doesn't take much. As a parent, a guardian, you can just ask your child to say "ah" for you, as the theme says,
yes, yes.
And just have a look as to what's going on inside, so you yourself can spot. You're not a dentist, fine, but you can actually see. You know, if you see some extra yellowing, or you see a cavity or something, then hey, I need to have it checked. But it also goes with the diet and how much you advocate in brushing of the teeth as well. So
the thing is that most times the parents, to me, I don't understand it really, because most time you find that, as Carlton said, they have the idea that it's primary teeth, eventually it will drop and permanent sets will
come out.
But the thing about that, if they are removed very early, they may like it might take a long time before the permanent teeth can actually come up. Okay. So basically we advise them to try to maintain your child teeth, the primary teeth, as long as possible.
Okay, right.
They should not be extracted. They should just fall out on their own.
Of course.
You understand? So the onus is on the parents, and some of them, they really don't pay attention to most of them. And it's amazing that when we went to Kasibros district, we were seeing the younger children, and honestly, they were not afraid of the anesthetic.
Oh, nice.
They stayed there.
Oh, wow.
Without any problem. Better than the adults.
Oh.
Much better. I was very surprised. And very surprised and very upset in a sense, you know.
I understand.
One of the things too that I recognize too, based on the Oral Health Week activities, is that there is going to be an oral health rally that's going to be in Kasibros among the primary schools, and that is going to be February. That's going to be in June, Friday, June the 7th. We're anticipating that all schools in the district will be a part of this rally. What's the whole purpose behind the rally, as it involves particularly students and pupils from the schools in the catchment area?
Okay, the reason why we chose Kasibros district is because after the oral health survey we had, some years back, I think 3 years back, we've noticed that in that particular district, I mean, from Sansove to Salibir, yes, we realized that there were a lot of young children with dental caries. Mm. So then we decided to have this school program where we go to the school, screen the children, transport them from the school to the health center where we did, you know, the dental treatments.
Okay.
And because of that, we decided, let's just have this activity, the oral health rally. Most of the activities are centered around Kasibros, except for the Tuesday where we'll be having the exhibition outside Jolly's Pharmacies. But we realized that children really need to encourage them, to get them into the whole idea of how important it is to brush your teeth. Because what we notice, we ask the question, how often do you brush your teeth? Some will say, I don't have a toothbrush.
Wow.
Or some will tell you, I don't brush my teeth before I go to bed. You know, these are things, you know, so we decided that if we can have this thing, you know, to at least promote the awareness that dental hygiene is important. Maybe we can reach some of the students on that day, you know, because we may have some of them coming from as far as Dailies to Kasibros, Dailies, Laplin, Grand Fall, Dailies, Laplin, Grand Fall, and Marigot district as well.
But with that as well, Doctor, you know how children follow what they see. So if they see mommy and daddy always brushing their teeth, I'm sure, I'm not yet, but I'm sure they would want to be, they want to follow. So they want to try out, you know, and even though they don't have, you know, as many teeth as yet, they'll say, okay, I see daddy and mommy going back and forth, and the parents can take their time to show them exactly how to do it, you know, to clean the tongue, the front, the back, the crevices, and even flossing as well, you know, that is also very crucial to get in the grooves of the teeth. So that is something that, you know, we can always encourage and show, because many parents will come to say, I don't know what toothpaste, or is there toothpaste available for very young children? Yes, there are various toothpaste that can be used that is safe enough for young children. You know, they take into consideration that they probably might swallow a little, so
because
I guess the
fluoride,
right? So the manufacturers would tweak it a bit, you know, as in comparison to ones that we use as adults.
But listening to Dr. Louis give some sort of testimonials as to what they've seen in that particular district, that in itself opens a some more basis for investigation, because you'd want to look at the diet of these children. What are mm-hmm. they consuming?
Right.
A lot of carbohydrates. We're looking at hygiene practices,
mm-hmm.
not just with their mouth, but even that is practiced at the homes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The type of behavioral patterns yeah. as well that the children might be or not, they might be seeing or not seeing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want to be, you know, that might have to be investigated too. But again, parents do have a responsibility to teach their children these basic, you know, health and wellness practices that is going to benefit everyone. Because if your child has a healthy mouth, it means that you're going to have more money in your pocket, less money to spend
exactly.
for oral health
mm-hmm,
care
mm-hmm.
and maintenance. You know,
mm-hmm.
You're going to, there might be some other complications that may arise more than actually just a tooth issue
right.
that may be of longer term in terms of cure and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that we as parents, we pay attention. We might be focusing on a particular district, but if you're listening, everybody should be involved, no matter what part of Dominica
exactly.
you're from, and no matter what economic background that you come from. Every one of us should be prudent enough to make wiser decisions as it relates to our general health and more specifically our oral health. We do have a caller this morning. Good morning to you, caller. Thank you for making a contribution.
Yes, thank you. And I just called to say thank you to you and the Jolly's team for any time that you all share such good information, you know, with, you know, the population of the Nature Island, to those of listening to you on the outside. And I called especially to say good morning to Dr. Louis. Yes, Dr. BU, thank you for a heart like yours and for the service that you are there giving. So much love to you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you so much, caller, for your good sentiments. Of course, I know, as we said, we have limited time, so we're just going to run for the program that I don't know if you want to run for the program or... Okay, so Sunday is the beginning of Oral Health Week celebration, and so there's going to be a church service at in Cooley Bistry. That is Cooley Bistry. I don't see the name of which church.
Sorry, there's a correction. The church service will be in Kenfield Catholic Church.
Okay, Kenfield.
No longer Cooley Bistry.
Okay, so it's Kenfield.
Stop forcing us.
St. Alphonsus? St. Martin de Porres?
Yes.
That's the church. Okay, so,
that's where it
so it's going to be, and that's in the morning, right?
Yes, because
right.
they will be having confirmation.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's okay. Cooley Bistry area.
All right. Right. So Sunday, Sunday, 2nd of June,
okay.
it begins with church service in Kenfield mm-hmm. at the Catholic Church there. On the 3rd of June, that's Monday, there's the minister is going to give his radio address to actually officially open the week of activities. And there's also going to be a clinical day in Castlebrooks. I guess the clinical day would be there doing assessment, the dentist and hygienist, the entire team will be there doing assessments, evaluations, examinations, exactly.
And treatment,
all right? On Tuesday, June 4th, there's going to be an exhibition outside of Jolly's Pharmacy, and every year this happens. And so if you want to see some of the equipments mm-hmm. that are used in oral in dentistry, you can actually come and see them. I'm sure the team will explain to you why they used and what part of the teeth that they used on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that exhibition will be happening on Tuesday, June 4th. And so there's this awareness in the Rosa area. On Wednesday, the 5th of June, there is a district outreach exhibition where fruits, vegetables, healthy snacks, and the UN healthy snack pamphlets, those will be given. Where exactly is this going to be taking place? It's the district outreach.
Good Hope, San Sauveur, okay. Petit Souffrier, Toronto,
right.
and Dipa.
Okay, so again in that area. On Thursday, June the 6th, there'll be a walkthrough in the Castlebrooks district that is good up Sansevieria, Petit Sucre, Tranto, Deepak, that area, the entire team will be doing a walkthrough.
Yes, the entire team.
Right, we'll be doing a walkthrough.
Correction there. Sorry to interrupt. Yes. The exhibition will be at the Cassie Bruce Health Center.
Okay, so that's the outreach.
The exhibition.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
We will also have one at the Cassie Bruce.
That's on Wednesday. Okay, all right. So there is going to be an exhibition that's going to be in Cassie Bruce at the Cassie Bruce Health Center. Mm-hmm. Okay, Cassie Bruce Health Center. On Friday, there is going to be the Oral Health Rally that is going to be in Casa Bruce among the primary schools there. Again, we expect all the children to be part with their placards and posters. I do know that the teachers would begin already making those beautiful posters and placards with some good, you know, information on there to sensitize the entire public and the neighboring communities on the essence of good oral hygiene and practices. Again, Jolly's Pharmacy is part sponsor of the Oral Health Rally that is going to be happening in the Castle Bruce area. There is also a pamphlet, leaflet competition. I think it's a banner competition.
Banner competition.
Again, among school children. So all of these activities are part and parcel of Oral Health Week, beginning Sunday, June 2nd to Friday, June 7th. There will be lots of other radio broadcasts that's going to be taking place to sensitize the public in terms of what the oral health department or the dental health department has been doing and continue to do in their area of advocacy, health education, health promotion, as it relates to good oral healthcare practices.
One more thing. In terms of the school dental program, when we are done with the Cassie Bruce district, we'll be moving on to the Marigold Health District and from there to the La Plaine Health District. So it's something ongoing. It's not just for Cassie Bruce only. It'll be ongoing.
So like how much time would be allotted per district? Determines on the amount of work that is seen there?
We don't have a time limit. We work until we are done seeing everybody in the school.
Okay, very nice.
And we are very quick, so.
Right. Okay, so I know that, again, you have a clinic to attend to, and so the time is limited. But let us really thank you for coming on today to just give us an insight as to what's going to be happening for this year's Oral Health Week. Thanks again, Dr. Louis, and give our regards to your entire team. Headed by Dr. John. Give our regards to the entire team, and we will see you guys next week as we work with you all.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.
Thanks.
So we're going to take a short break. We will continue around the alley on discussing Oral Health Week, oral health hygiene, some of the challenges that we're not dentists, but as pharmacists, some of the challenges that we've been seeing and what needs to be done, what needs to be said to you to help improve your overall health and wellness.
Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had temptations to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's Pharmacy. Great and don't kick a street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's Pharmacy is number one, Jolly's walking. For everyone, Jolly's working. Boost up your immune system, Jolly's working. Yeah. Yo, Dominicus, the white father fox. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
At Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. So Palmetto, the supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Get up and go. Catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
So we're back with you this morning. We are focusing a bit on oral health. Oral health, merely because next week is Oral Health Week. We just had Dr. Bettina Louis with us for a short time. She had to leave because they're a bit short-staffed and she has clients waiting on her. So she could have just given us a few minutes of her time today to just give the nation an idea of what's going to be happening next week for Oral Health Week. So what we will do, we will just continue focusing on that area. And so we will be talking a bit on some of the issues that we know, that we see as pharmacists. People normally would come to us and complain enough as it relates to oral health. So one of the main challenges or conditions that we see oftentimes we become complaining about is bleeding gums.
Yes.
Usually when someone comes to me and talk about bleeding gums, that they're having bleeding gums, there are some questions that I ask. Mm-hmm. One is, do you have the bleeding during brushing, after brushing, or without brushing? So we ask those specific questions. Mm-hmm. What during, do you have the brush? Do you have the bleeding whilst you're brushing the teeth? Do you have it after you've brushed the teeth? Do you have it regardless whether you've brushed or not? And so those are questions that we ask. Then we would ask whether you've ever had any dental problems before. Mm-hmm. We would ask whether you've had any procedures done in the past. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've had a crown, you've had a root canal or something like that done. We ask you questions like that. We ask you what's the color of the blood.
Right,
is it very bright red? Is it dark in color? Do you see any clots?
Mm-hmm.
We ask questions that. We ask, do you take any blood thinners?
Right.
So we want to know whether you take any warfarin, whether you've been on heparin, any type of blood thinners, even things like Daflon or Trentel, whether you've been on these medicines or whether you are using these medicines.
Right.
We ask these questions. We ask whether you're diabetic. All right?
Yeah,
if you're diabetic, we ask if you're a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We may ask you whether you've gone through menopause or premenopause. We ask questions that as well. Whether you've had any oral injury in the past. Maybe you had an injury where you've had to do some type of reconstruction surgery in the mouth. We ask questions like that.
Yes, we will also ask in terms of the toothbrush that you use and how you brush your teeth.
Right.
And this is why it is mostly stressed to select either medium or soft bristled toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens, I mean, as much as you want to get rid of all the food and plaque buildup, the bristles of the toothbrush can be quite abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to ensure that you brush thoroughly, yes, but gently and with the correct toothbrush. So if you're too harsh, you can actually injure your gums. You can, right, so you can injure a gum, and so bleeding would occur. And especially if you are on blood thinners, or if you have any other oral condition, you're going to predispose yourself even more, you know, to those bleeding and in actuality you may get infections. So if you do happen to have some type of procedure done, or you have an abscess and so forth, and then your gum is broken, you know, you mm-hmm. have a bruise, as the doctor said earlier on, you know, an infection can seep through, the pus can seep through, and you have further complications. So there are a number of questions that we ask, and based on your response, then we'll say, okay, yes, you need to be evaluated by your dentist. So painkillers can only go so far. They will numb the pain mm-hmm. for a little while, but they will return if the root of the pain and the complications are not dealt with. Furthermore, we do have oral rinse, like the chlorhexidine, Corsodil, the brand name, do help with certain oral problems. But again, this can only go so far. If that alone helps, then fine. But we as pharmacists, if we evaluated you and we have asked you those questions and we've seen for ourselves, then we will tell you if you need mm-hmm. further evaluation.
Okay. We have a caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to you.
Okay. I know just as all the body, your teeth get strong through nourishment. So I was wondering whether we should stop or children from using those kind of drinks that are just water, sugar, flavoring, and coloring.
Very good question. Very, very good.
And another thing, why do you sell non-fluoride toothpaste? And we need a little more research on fluoride.
Okay.
Because if it's too much, it can actually crack up the teeth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the best.
Right, thank you. At Jolly's, we do sell non-fluoride toothpaste. It's a brand called Tom's.
Yes.
That's available for people who do not want to use fluoride-based toothpaste. In terms of carbohydrates, we know that carbohydrates is the largest food group, but it's the one that causes more havoc to the teeth. And so you want to ensure that, because it's sugar, and so it can cause your chances of developing dental caries much higher than any other food group. So even the caller making the observation that the carbonated drinks, the drinks that are very laden with sugar, may be causing havoc to our children is very true. And so parents, as myself, we have the responsibility to make better alternative choices for our children as it relates to what they should consume. We're not going to call any particular drink name or brand name of drink, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, we should be reading at the food labels,
right.
And looking at the amount of sugar per serving that is in that particular drink, and see whether there is a lot of nutritional value in that drink for our child. We have another caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thank you for calling. Good morning, caller. Okay, we seem to have lost that call. Feel free to call back. The numbers again, 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. If you want to make a contribution from overseas, you can do so as well at 305-432-9624 or 347-349-7431. We will certainly welcome your calls. Gingivitis is one of the major complications that we see. I think the caller is back again. Good morning to you, caller.
Hi, morning there.
Yes, good morning.
I'm calling connection. I'm on Q95.
Yes, you are.
Okay, it's in connection with the program ongoing.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we have to be very careful. It's true we're going to protect our children from all the carbohydrate foods and what have you, but when they go there, they're going to be exposed. You understand? Mm-hmm. Due to their friends sharing mm-hmm. and what have you. Mm-hmm. Now the protective part of it is the parents. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be the guidance, and one of the factors is their responsibility, make sure that the child brushes at least 3 times a day.
Yes.
But the most important time is before they go to bed.
Yes.
Now
yes.
remember, children can only begin to clean their teeth at the age of 8.
Mm-hmm.
So the mother have, from the time they first taught her up until 7.5, 8 years, to teach that child.
Yes.
But with a cultural thing in us, we tend to give our children the brush to do their own thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now we say children are like little monkeys, they see and they will do.
Yes.
But they become so perfect by the age of 8. It's like we neglect them and they allow them to do. But the policy is children can only begin cleaning at the age of 8. The brush has to be soft, likewise the adult. The softer the brush, the better.
Mm-hmm.
You do not give them a hard brush. You give them a hard brush, they're going to scrub.
Yes.
The policy is that they brush. The most important time is before they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing, you have to expose them to the dental clinic. Whenever the mother or father goes to the clinic, do their 6 months checkup, they bring the child along. Familiarize the child with the setting. He or she would be surprised. And children, believe you me, they are traumatized if they have a nasty experience. They go to the clinic and the first time they have to have a tooth extracted. Mark you, nobody likes an injection.
Mm-hmm.
That can be painful.
Mm-hmm.
So that the child will be traumatized for life. Bring your children along with you. Let them see the setting. Let them see what they have to do. Not the extraction part, but the other factors, other things that can be done in a dental setting. But for children, the better thing to do, again, you have what is called the fluoridated toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
You expose it to children.
Mm-hmm.
You expose it. A little size of a pea.
Yeah, pea size.
Mm-hmm. That is the amount of toothpaste that should be placed on a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Not putting a whole 2-3 inches and think that is going to help. No, that might cause more damage than good. Size of a pea, and you allow the child to brush, he or she. But remember, you have to do it for them.
Yes, them, so supervision is key.
Train them, teach mm-hmm. them, so by the time they're 8, when they're beginning, then they will have the art of it. Okay?
Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For the contribution. Sounds like a professional person there.
Yes.
In the field. Much appreciated of your comments. So I was talking. We were, you know, talking about the bleeding of the gum and some of the people who are more susceptible to have bleeding gums and so forth. But we must remember that the mouth is filled with bacteria.
Yes.
And there is also yeast in the mouth called Candida albicans.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that in itself makes the mouth more favorable to have, you know, an overgrowth of bacteria
mm-hmm.
and at the same time of yeast if it is not cleansed in a timely manner.
Right.
So if we don't, I mean, can you imagine not brushing your teeth for 2 days, not brushing, clean your mouth for 2 days, you know?
You feel the difference though, cousin. I mean, you brush your teeth in the morning, by the time you go home and bedtime, I don't know, probably it's just me. You feel like, okay, I need to brush my
feels
teeth.
Feels heavy.
Yes, it feels heavy, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, I know exactly when, I mean, I clean my teeth twice a year, and I know exactly when the time is coming. You feel this roughness,
yes.
you know, coming on the back of your teeth, and so you can evaluate. But again, you want to be in sync with your that part of your body as well. Remember, you're eating how many times in a day? You're drinking. You would have consumed different types of food,
of course.
Some that would actually coat the lining of your teeth.
Sticking
and leave residues right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you having eaten all these different types of foods in a day, it's really important that we clean our teeth as frequently as possible, preferably at least 3 times a day. One of the things that you don't want to do is to become obsessed about cleaning your teeth that you end up destroying the normal flora of the mouth. And so
mm-hmm.
the bacteria that's supposed to have a balance, a good pH, is not there. And then you end up having an imbalance. And so you want to be cautious as well, not over brushing or over cleaning. Sometimes people want to use mouthwash 3-4 times a day. You know, and that's not advisable to do because you might be destroying and you will be destroying typical normal flora in the mouth, and that's they do have their function. If you recognize that you're having what we call halitosis or bad breath, mm-hmm. and you recognize it's a chronic situation, not all halitosis is a dental issue, right? And so sometimes it's nothing to do with your mouth or your teeth or your gum, but it's something to do with maybe your digestive system, mm-hmm. Even your liver. Nice. You know, if you're developing liver cirrhosis, even people with end-stage kidney failure, they are more prone to have even a bit of halitosis, and even diabetic patients as well. Some medications that you might be on may also result in giving you halitosis or bad breath. So all of these evaluations have to be done to confirm what is really causing the bad breath before you just, you know, assume it's a dental condition and maybe overusing mouthwashes or mouth rinse.
Definitely, Carlton. I mean, for those who use braces or those who use dentures, oral hygiene is even of more importance, because imagine someone with braces, how the food particles can stick in between. So you need to spend that extra time making sure that you clean all the grooves, your at the back and the front, because I mean, my brother also had braces for a number of years, and I can remember, you know, he being in the mirror, you know, while he's brushing his teeth and making sure that he gets everything out, and at least twice, three times a day. Those with dentures, even though it's not your natural teeth, I mean, they mimic mm-hmm. your natural teeth, and oral hygiene or the care for the dentures is as important. So they would always recommend that you soak them overnight in a dentures cleanser solution. Mm-hmm. And that you rinse them thoroughly before putting them back into your mouth. And even when you do remove them from your mouth, you have to make sure you clean your oral cavity thoroughly before anything and going to bed. So that would mean your tongue, your palate, your gums. So that, I mean, you're not just relying on the dentures to eat and so forth, but your oral cavity itself is still there. So you mm-hmm. still have to maintain it, whether you have mm-hmm. dentures or braces mm-hmm. or so forth. So.
Yeah. That's important too. So if you do experience bleeding of the gum, it means that there might be an issue with gingivitis, and so that is inflammation of the gum lining. You will definitely need to have that assessed to see exactly what is really causing it, and be given treatment for it. There is also periodontitis as well, which is a deeper gum disease that may be so severe to the point where you may begin to even have your tooth dropping off. So you want to definitely be aware of that. If you are diabetic or if you have any other conditions that I spoke about previously, you want to be mindful of that as well. There are some people, sometimes they do get a lot of toothache, and one of the things that may cause toothache as well is a reduction in calcium levels in the blood. So again, there might be blood tests that would have to be done to confirm whether you may need to have supplementary calcium, particularly if you're lactose intolerant and you don't take any milk or any dairy products, then it would mean that you would have to get your calcium levels checked to see if you may need to be on supplementary calcium preparation. We see this type of toothache happening in pregnant women mm-hmm. During pregnancy. Yes. They get, some women get toothache. And when you don't check it, it's because the baby is actually sucking onto the calcium levels in your own blood, your own calcium level drops, and you would have to be given supplementary calcium to help. So these are some of the things that we just want to pitch out there to you as it relates to gingivitis and even tooth pain. All right, so we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with you talking oral healthcare.
woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's pharmacy. Great and down King Cross Street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's pharmacy is number one. Jolly's walking, we cater for everyone. Jolly's walking, boost up your immune system. Jolly's walking. Say, why Father Fox, whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy, they boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
At Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration, tricentrum silver, and omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health for stamina. Get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. So Palmetto, the supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Get up and go. Catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
Check, 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 check. Manufacturing, local, keeping it natural, cause I refuse to continue using products that I fill up with so much chemical. Jolly's Pharmacy, vocal, part of our protocol is to keep our people healthy and promote sustainability. Lord, baby leaves deodorant, 12 hour freshness any time of day that you want. Pay off insect repellent, citronella repellent, and oil of gorgeous baby leaves hydrating cream with coconut oil to shine up and smooth up your skin. Your health is important to we, fit and aluminum free. Huh. Jolly's manufacturing local. Jolly say we keeping it natural. Oh, we taking a stand for the local. We should support the local. Support the local.
Jolly's Manufacturing, 22 Hillsborough Street, Rosa Dominica. Call us at 767-448-3388 or visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Manufacturing, sustainable manufacturing for the future.
Okay, so we're back, and for those of you just tuning in, we are talking about dental care and oral health. So earlier we had Dr. Louis on with us, and she gave us a list of all the activities upcoming in the different districts, and we have mentioned certain things that can cause various oral conditions, oral diseases. So I will be concentrating on your toothbrushes, how important it is to have them changed at least every 3 months. And I mean, you can assess your toothbrush as well. If you realize the bristles are bending backwards, you know, they're losing their color, and you're just not getting a good enough brush with them, then that's an indication you need to change your toothbrush. But don't wait until it gets to that stage. Every 3 months, at least, you need to change your toothbrushes. Mm-hmm. After you've finished brushing your teeth, you need to rinse them out thoroughly. And we do sell the caps for just the bristles. So if you don't want the full toothbrush case, you can have ones for just the head of it. Mm-hmm. But make sure that you rinse it thoroughly. And even what you're storing your toothbrushes in needs to be sterilized as well. Definitely. So in terms of sterilizing your toothbrush, you just add a couple drops of bleach in some water. Make sure that the bristles are totally immersed in the water. Right, and sleep. You rinse off thoroughly in the morning.
A pleasant good morning to you, caller.
Good morning.
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Morning. I called, I had asked earlier why do people don't want fluoride, but maybe, I don't know if it's a dental hygienist who call in and say a pea-sized toothpaste for the children, and if you use a long line, it might do more harm than good. So I wanted to know more about the harm of fluoride. And also when you say for pregnant people, for their teeth, you mentioned calcium. But maybe the teeth has calcium, all different kind of things. So maybe an egg might be better than a calcium tablet.
Okay.
So, and maybe one day you could have a program, food as medicine or something like that.
Okay. All right. Welcome. Well, again, the calcium levels would have to be done for the blood test, and then that would determine right. what amount of calcium that would have to be given supplementary. So the person may have to be using 500 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams or, you know, something more than that. So, again, it depends on the blood test. We're not just saying to just maybe, because if the person may not be able to take dairies, and I did say that the person might be lactose intolerant right, and can't take any dairies, mm-hmm. where you get a lot of calcium in dairies, so then that's where the supplementary calcium may come in. Now, you know, in the advent of alternative complementary herbal medicine, there are so many different types of calcium. You can get calcium from the sea, coral calcium, so you can get good calcium that doesn't have all those chemicals like maybe they've had in the past. And so if the caller is maybe more conscious about the naturalness of some of the agents, then in reference to fluoride, there have been some perspectives mm-hmm. on fluoride in terms of the misuse of fluoride. And like I always say, too much of everything, you know, can cause problems. If you do a complete blood count, it sometimes can strip the blood and get all the different minerals, and it would tell you how much of this is in mm-hmm. your blood. Once it's not of dangerous levels, then it is fine. I mean, the people have had the same thing with the chlorine in the water.
Yeah, that's true.
But I've always said to people, what if there was no chlorine in the water? Maybe more people would have died and there would have been more diseases. There's the same debate of immunization. And I say to people, well, okay, not everybody may be for immunization, but what if there was no immunization at all? More people would have gotten ill. You know, even in the States right now, there's an outbreak of measles, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and people are panicking. And so, you know, like I always say to people, there are alternatives. So if you're someone who do not believe in fluoride or you don't want fluoride, I mean, the internet has everything. You can read up on some other things, you know, but in terms of oral healthcare practices, we know that fluoride has been proven to help prevent dental caries. Good morning to you, caller.
Yo.
Good morning,
caller. Can you load on your radio, please? It's really...
You any better?
Yes, sir.
What other places do you see of an instead of chlorine, because the chlorine is dangerous to your health?
What were you saying, sir?
Certain places in the States, do you use silver?
Do you use silver?
Yeah, to purify the water.
Silver? The silver?
Yeah, silver.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Well, we are not knowledge, but I'm telling you, so seek your information.
Okay, thank you for telling us. Okay. Justin, to you were making some points.
Yes, I was. Okay, so I was talking about the importance of regularly changing your toothbrushes, cleaning them thoroughly, having them soaked overnight. I mean, in cleaning with the bleach and water, that's not something you do every night. So probably once every 2 weeks mm-hmm. or so, you would have them soaked. But once a month.
Mm.
And then you rinse off thoroughly the next morning before reusing them. Mm-hmm. Try not to store more than one toothbrush in a container because that can also encourage the growth of bacteria, especially if it's very moist or it's in a very dark area. Secondly, there are electrical toothbrushes, battery operated, to make it a lot easier. You know, technology is ongoing, and man will always make something, you know, for us to do less work, and brushing of the teeth is of no exception. So there are electrical toothbrushes that you put your mm-hmm. plug it in, or you have battery operated toothbrushes. But even with those, you still have to make sure that you change the head. So there are There are those that you can buy just the hairs to reattach to the entire toothbrush. And of course, if the battery level is low, then you will not get the proper effect of the toothbrush. So we have to make sure that you monitor the batteries and so forth. In terms of flossing, and many of us may brush very well, but not take the time to floss. And flossing is important because the toothbrush will not be able to get, you know, all the inner grooves and the spaces, especially if your teeth are very narrow.
Tight,
And I get that as well, Carlton, because certain areas, you know, I really have to put a little extra force to get in between because they are so close together. But this is the reason why we need to floss, because the toothbrushes will not get in those grooves. What else can I say? So those are just some important tips.
Let me just ask you, you know, and I know you'll give us the answer. So if you're flossing and then you begin to see blood, you begin to bleed, what does that indicate?
Well, you may have either some gum problems going on, gingivitis, or it may mean that you're a little too rough when you're doing a little too harsh when you're forcing, because if you go higher and higher, then your hands can probably slip. So you may need to be a bit gentler in terms of flossing. But if you do realize when you floss on a regular basis and you're not being very harsh and you do see your gums bleeding, then you need to check up on that.
Yeah, and the mouth is known to have a lot of small blood vessels, a lot of blood vessels in there. And so it's prone to easy abrasions and bruises and so forth. And so you want to be cognizant of that as well. Another thing we want to leave with you quickly is you may have had the cold, or even more severe, the flu, which may have lasted for a couple of days. You're coughing, you're passing a lot of mucus, nasal or from the mouth, and you had to brush your teeth. One of the things that we recognize and we say to you is if you've had the flu or the cold lately, that you sterilize your toothbrush. If you are to continue using the toothbrush, this is going to actually prevent a rebound reaction and give you what we call an infection. So the viruses can actually harbor on your toothbrush, the rhinoviruses, the viruses from the flu, and get you reinfected. And so even giving you laryngitis or some type of other respiratory tract infection. And so it's important to sterilize your toothbrush. If your toothbrush is still good within the 3 months span, sterilize the toothbrush and again can reuse.
Now, I will say this, Carlton, and people will say, but why would you need to say that? But I will say it. Do not use someone else's toothbrush. Make sure you have your own.
So even if I love you so much, I want to prove my love, I shouldn't use your toothbrush.
No.
Okay.
I mean, not that, you know, we wouldn't love the person, but it's just that just for oral hygiene, you know, even though they say, okay, you kissing the person or whatever the case may be, but for oral hygiene purposes, when it comes to cleaning your teeth thoroughly, flossing your teeth properly, have your own toothbrush case and floss.
Yeah, because you could also remember with blushing you could have bleeding sometimes.
Nice.
You don't see the bleeding immediately, but you could have bleeding, and then that in itself you could still have residual blood in the toothbrush, which can lead to complications or even diseases. So you want to really avoid that practice as well. So it's a good thing that you've said this. Because sometimes people, you know, may take it for granted. I love someone
you
so much
understand.
That I...
So we can't share the toothbrush.
You know, we can't share the toothbrush.
No, that's a no-no.
Again, I want to emphasize the need for... Yes, we do sell... I mean, many places do sell the option of hard toothbrushes or firm toothbrushes. But what is usually recommended by dental professionals are either soft or... medium toothbrushes.
Yes.
Those are the ones that are more recommended for the use, for everyday use in individuals. Again, you want a toothpaste that is good, that has been proven to be good, You may want a mouthwash, particularly if you're diabetic, without alcohol in there, because alcohol can actually cause dryness of the mouth, and that in itself can cause problems such as gum disease. So you really want to avoid, best to avoid alcohol-based mouthwash. So you might want to use the mouthwash that has absolutely no alcohol in there, particularly if you're diabetic and need to get a mouthwash for your mouth.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So this year, again, the theme for Oral Health Week is CR, Think Mouth, Think Health. And everything, when you think of mouth, you want to think of health. I mean, people would say, very good looking, very handsome guy, but that birthday, I don't think I can deal with it. So that has always been, you know, that bot always comes in and then you get disqualified. So I always say to people, if you brush in, you want to brush one with running water. If you don't have running water, have enough clean, purified, you know, water. Brush preferably in front of a mirror. So you can actually see what's happening. Mm-hmm. You can actually look at your teeth, you know, and see, you know, how well am I brushing? How does my teeth look in appearance? Am I seeing anything that's not, you know, that I've not seen, you know, before? Why, you know, why am I seeing this discolorization? Why am I seeing this thing building up, you know, between my teeth?
Right.
What is that all about? So you brush your teeth looking at a mirror, you know.
And one last thing, Carlton. Horse is that many people in the morning, because of the rush, they do a quickie in brushing their teeth. But I would advise, if you just plan ahead of time, just at least 5 minutes beforehand or 10 minutes beforehand, that you take the time to brush your teeth, no matter how much you're in a hurry to beat the traffic in the morning. Because if you do not get a chance to brush thoroughly in the morning, remember, you slept whole night, and sometimes even the night before, you may have fallen asleep, you know, and not gotten the chance to brush your teeth. So think about that. So that means you have a whole 24 hours again before you get the chance to brush your teeth thoroughly. So always take the extra time to focus on your oral health.
And you can always buy a toothbrush and a small toothpiece and put in your working bag.
Yes, of course.
You know, and brush your teeth at work, you know, after lunch. Of course, you can always do that. And there's something I was going to say quickly too. It's important as well that you gargle. You know, if you don't, you know, you don't need mouthwash, you could gargle it for water. That would actually help to remove excess food residue in the esophagus. So you want to gargle. That would help to remove particles of food that might be stuck there. That may result in the bad breath too. So it's important to gargle and gargle, gargle and spit. Not gargle,
and
gargle.
Swap.
Right. So you want to gargle, gargle and spit. And you want to do that at least twice a day. You know, you gargle in the morning, you gargle in the evening as well. Nothing freer and better than going to sleep with a nice, clean
mouth,
healthy mouth.
Yes.
I mean, we know that your mouth, when your mouth is closed, again, more multiplication of bacteria. But by cleaning before going to bed, it reduces
the
amount of bacteria that can be harbored there during that period of time. So we do hope that in the advent of Oral Health Week next week, that even today's show was enough sensitization to get you excited about taking care of your teeth in a better manner, being certainly more responsible in terms of what we put in our mouth that may interfere and compromise your oral health and even the appearance of your teeth, your gum, your tongue, and all the different components of the mouth. So here you had it as we discussed today, oral health care. We're so happy that again that you've stayed with us for the hour and a half and learned. Those who called, let me thank you for calling and for making the contribution. So again, as I've always said, your health is your greatest resource. Preserve it. I'm your host, Carlton.
And Jacinta.
we say goodbye to you. Have a splendid day and enjoy the remainder of the working week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Check, 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 check. Manufacturing, local, keeping it natural. Cause I refuse to continue using products that I fill up with so much chemical. Jolly's Pharmacy, vocal, part of our protocol is to keep our people healthy and promote sustainability. Lord, baby leaves deodorant, 12 hour freshness any time of day that you want. Pay off insect repellent, citronella repellent, and oil of gorgeous baby leaves hydrating cream with coconut oil to shine up and smooth up your skin. Your health is important to we, heat and aluminum free. Huh. Jolly's manufacturing local. Jolly say we keeping it natural. Oh, we taking a stand for the local. We should support the local. Support the local.
Jolly's Manufacturing, 22 Hillsborough Street, Rosa Dominica. Call us at 767-448-3388 or visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Manufacturing, sustainable manufacturing for the future.